This is Wild About Utah.
As a youth living minutes from the canyons east of Salt Lake City, I spent many Saturdays with my father carrying a backpack with sandwiches and his worn field guide to North American mushrooms. I don't remember exactly which trails or natural wonders we encountered as we walked. We never carried a notebook or a pencil. That was decades before I'd carry a smartphone in my pocket. I wouldn't say that our experience was without value just because I lack a tangible record of it today, but I wonder why it didn't occur to either of us to document any of it. Now when I'm out exploring, I typically have my phone at the ready, snapping photographs of wildflowers and pine cones on the trail. My iNaturalist app and field guides provide identification facts instantly. What am I missing when I don't take the opportunity to slow down, sit down, and appreciate the wild details surrounding me? It wasn't actually until decades later in a Utah Master Naturalist course that I opened a page of a nature journal and began capturing what there was to be wild about exploring the mountains, wetlands, and deserts of Utah. Nature journaling is nothing new. Charles Darwin kept thousands of observation field notes. Lewis and Clark documented our American West as well. And Jacqueline Davies' children's picture book, The Boy Who Drew Birds, John James Audubon says, "I will bring my pencils and paper. I will study my cave birds every day. I will draw them just as they are." As a school teacher, I ask my students as we explore the magic of Hardware Ranch, Bear River Bird Refuge, and Logan River to write and to draw. We carry composition notebooks, erasers, colored pencils, magnifying glasses, and rulers in sealable plastic bags. We date and title each entry, noting the weather and our location on outlines of Utah, and then get into the details from our five senses. What do we see, hear, smell, feel, and sometimes even taste? In the book Keeping a Nature Journal, Claire Walker Leslie quoted Frederick Frank, "I have learned that what I have not drawn, I have never really seen." I know that I'm not alone in thinking, especially when I'm not wearing my teacher hat, that I lack the skills to draw naturalist subjects in any recognizable way. Being mindful, as naturalist Ernest Thompson Seton wrote, "Once the ripples of my presence settle and let nature resume, and then recording it on paper is a permanent memory." There are some who say that we should be present in the moment outdoors and create a journal entry of the most striking memories upon return. But I would submit that engaging in trying to capture nature in a field journal in the moment only heightens the entire wild experience. Along the trail down to the banks of the Muddy and the San Rafael Swell a few weeks ago, I saw what I think, based on my iNaturalist suggestions and desert field guide, were huge yellow bee plants. So I stopped and took three photographs with my phone in varying degrees of zoom to capture the details. My intent was to go back to camp and draw it in my nature journal. I have the pictures, but I didn't get around to writing or sketching a thing. Last Saturday, I was in Cache National Forest, swinging in a hammock surrounded by fluttering aspen. A flying critter landed on my pant leg, and I immediately zoomed in on it with my phone's camera. It didn't move, and neither did I, as I scrambled for a paper and pen. Brian Mertens, a naturalist who has compiled tips for a better nature journal, warns that drawing from observation burns a clear image of whatever you are sketching into your memory. That is certainly the case with this interaction I had. The way his antenna curved down in front of his face, the speckled colors of his hard outer wing, those mesmerizing eyes staring me down for an uncomfortably long time. There are so many resources online about nature journaling techniques, from a formal Grinnell-style field journal to tips for drawing flowers and bugs. There are also opportunities for citizen scientists interested in contributing to notes from nature projects sponsored by the Smithsonian Institute and Zooniverse.org. Explore the possibilities to be wild about nature journaling.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, promoting off-season visitation and recreation in Moab Canyonlands and Arches. More information on rooms, events, and seasonal opportunities available at discovermoab.com.
This is Shannon Rhodes, and I am Wild About Utah.